What better way to wrap up the year for Detroit's first responders, police, fire, EMS, than the Above and Beyond Awards? Every year, the Detroit Public Safety Foundation honors Detroit's first responders with Purple Hearts, Valor Awards, and more. With us now, Detroit Police Chief James Craig. Chief, these year-end awards provide kind of an opportunity to look back, to reflect. As you review 2018 overall, Chief, what kind of year has it been for the Detroit Police Department?
Well, as so many, you know, now approaching my sixth year here back in Detroit, probably one of the more profound years when it comes to just the kind of work that our police officers engaged in. And I'm talking about some of the heroic efforts they make, not occasionally, but on a routine basis. We don't always hear about the significant work they do in running towards gunfire, chasing individuals with weapons, putting their own lives in harm's way, rescuing children. Like, I'm speechless. You know, I've been in this job now 41 and a half years, and I don't think there's been another time that I can remember, particularly even when I started into the profession, where our officers are just so heroic. And I certainly am not only proud, but certainly I get a chance to remind Detroiters, both who live and who are in the region, about the just tremendous work that our men and women do every single day.
And when you think of as you say, nearly 6 years now, you came to Detroit in 2013 to become the chief. What do you feel in your time at the head of this department? What have been some personal points of pride for you?
You know, it's so many. I will tell you, having started my career here, I've always had tremendous faith. I mean, it was here in Detroit that was the foundation for my career. And so returning after so many years, I believe that that foundation still existed, and I came to find out it did exist. And that the men and women here are exposed to so much more when you compare to many of the other major cities across America. You know, I can say it now, having worked in Los Angeles for many years, other departments like Cincinnati, and then talking to my colleagues in other places, Detroit police officers deal with so many crises. Whether it's, again, I talked about it earlier, you know, just rescue efforts, armed suspects running towards gunfire, dealing with armed, mentally ill suspects that are barricaded, and more times than not, successful resolutions to those very emotionally charged situations. I don't know of a department that does it quite like we do it. And then on top of that, just the relationship and the bridges that we've built in this community over the last 5 years.
I know that there have been some very difficult moments for you and the department in this, really since the last Above and Beyond Awards. You have lost three officers in the line of duty who will be honored at the awards with posthumous Purple Hearts. What do you want us to know about these three officers?
Well, the thing to remember, the cliche or the phrase that's oftentimes said, we will never forget, I mean that. Certainly I have a staff who has keenly embraced the importance of keeping our heroes' memories alive. And one way to best accomplish that, and one thing that we do here that I know of really no other police department, is that we embrace the families of our fallen heroes so that they're not forgotten. They know what their loved one meant to the city and to their colleagues here in the Detroit Police Department. These are individuals who woke up that morning, donned their uniform to go out in a very selfless way to serve this community with distinction and never came home. And so we want the public to remember that, and more times than not, this is what defines this department. That's a department of excellence.
Chief, how is recruitment going for your team?
You know, many other departments are challenged with recruitment. The one thing for sure, we have continued to hire, even though we don't pay as much as, say, some of our suburban counterparts. But as I oftentimes say, when you create an environment of excitement and opportunity, those are the things that sometimes more than money will attract good people into the organization. And so we've had the good fortune of hiring some of the best in the region across the state. On occasion, we have been able to recruit from other police departments, while we certainly have been the training ground for so many suburban locations where they have poached on us. People want to be Detroit police officers. And I know as I was a young officer joining this profession, I always wanted to work a department that had a great reputation, where you could learn to do police work, where there was tremendous opportunity. And it was through those opportunities that I personally got to see advancement, experience, and eventually reaching my ultimate goal, which was chief of police. Not once, but three times.
Yeah. Chief, what would help you keep those other departments from poaching your officers and poaching those who graduate from the DPT Academy?
Well, you know, I got to give credit to the mayor. You know, the mayor and I are both committed to making sure that we continue to find ways to pay our officers more money. He's committed to it. He doesn't wait to a contract cycle. If financially things are continuing to move in the right direction, he's always willing to open a contract and let's start discussions over finding ways to pay our officers more money. Creating those different job opportunities within the organization, equally important. We are looking at some strategies so that if, in fact, an officer makes that decision to go to some smaller agency, either that officer or that agency should incur the cost of what it costs Detroit taxpayers to train one of our officers. And that's just the right thing to do. And so we are looking very aggressively to do that. But as important as making sure that our officers who have one of the toughest policing jobs in America, that they're compensated accordingly.
Chief Craig, I don't need to tell you this. It's a national story that among some communities and some people, particularly communities of color, the police don't have a great reputation. So as the chief of Detroit's police department, how do you personally address negative images of police when you're out in the community, especially when you interact with young people?
Well, it's what we do. We have what I consider better than average relationships. We do a lot with our youth community, our young adults. We recognize that they're the future leaders of the city. And so building those relationships are critical. One thing that's very different today that didn't exist, say, 30, 40 years ago, is something called the Internet. If it happens in Los Angeles, California, or it happens in Chicago, it touches Detroit. And certainly any stain by any member of our profession anywhere in the country certainly cast images that affect us as well. But it's not what we do occasionally. It's what we do each and every day. Is this department going to make mistakes? Yes, we are. Do we make mistakes? Of course. We're not perfect, but it's how you respond to them. And I think what's equally important, you know, you hear a lot of conversations surrounding transparency, but what does transparency look like? It just means consistently telling the truth, taking responsibility, and holding people accountable. That's how you diminish the negative impressions of police.
I recently spoke on this program with Grand Rapids Police Chief David Rahinsky about what he most wants to get in order to do the kind of police work and community involvement that he really wants to do, and they've heard very clearly from the community they want as well. And at the very top of his wish list, he wanted money to hire more officers. What's at the top of Chief Craig's wish list?
Well, you know, it's multifaceted. I mean, certainly money is a key factor. Retention is key for me. That would probably be one of my top asks. We certainly want to keep our candidate pool vibrant, that will continue to attract the best of the best. But when you're the largest agency in a state, like when I was in California with the LAPD, you also have to be a department of excellence because people want to be part of success. And so one of the things coming in the door I knew I was acutely aware of is the importance of that reputation. And when I look at our executive team, for example, when we had a deputy chief who was sought after in this command is now running the Dallas Police Department, and that's one example, and other members of the executive team who have been sought out to lead other police departments, both small and large. And so that says a lot about the organization. That means a lot. And when you're not asked, and people don't inquire and don't respect the organization, then certainly that transcends down into perceptions. And so I have so many, you know, it's no secret that we're a city that went through bankruptcy, and tremendous work has gone into by this leadership team here in the city of Detroit. Very fortunate for the mayor's commitment and dedication to really make this city a city of excellence. And these things don't happen overnight. You know, when you talk about some of the other dynamics that go on in a city this size, when you look at poverty rates, the fact that we're looking to give people opportunities, that returning citizens are getting opportunities, that the city is becoming safer. When we launch technology and initiatives like Green Light Detroit and the impact that has had on reducing violence, it doesn't mean that our work is over. It just means that we're not sitting back waiting to try to make things happen, but we're doing it, and people see it. and that's what matters.
Detroit Police Chief James Craig, who along with Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan will be at this Thursday's Above and Beyond Awards ceremony honoring Detroit Police, Fire, and EMS with Medals of Valor and with Purple Heart Awards. Chief Craig, it's always great to talk with you, and we want to thank you for taking time for us on Stateside.
Likewise. Look forward to the next time.